Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
American Nuck Radio, Zatrade Edition. And as one well knows, the show don't go till you've heard your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Nuckers. Happy, happy Zatrade. It's the 28th day with 337 remaining in 2023. Today is Data Privacy Day, and that reminds us each year to review how our data is used. It's an excellent opportunity to take stock and evaluate our personal cybersecurity. Our personal data is collected and used throughout a variety of media and numerous reasons. Part of the problem is most of the time the people who have access to our data don't need it. Additionally, it gets redistributed illegally and illegally, and thanks to the internet, massive amounts of personal data can be easily distributed. It's National Gift of the Ladybug Day that honors all children with critical illnesses. The day is also an opportunity to raise awareness of childhood illness. It's National Seed Swap Day that serves as a reminder to gardeners that spring is on its way. It is also an ideal time for gardeners to gather and swap seeds in preparation for starting indoors. The seed swap is a fundamental part of human history. Seeds were one of the first commodities valued and traded. Today, modern gardeners collect and exchange seeds for many reasons, ranging from cultivating rare heirloom varieties to basic thrift. Sharing is caring. It's National Kazoo Day. Hey, Robert, you got a day. So do you, Timmy. And that recognizes nearly 200 years of kazoo music in the United States. The day also encourages playing, learning about the kazoo. The instrument requires little effort to create a sound. However, some skill is necessary to make intelligible music. This simple instrument also adds comedic punctuation to just about any childhood song. The great thing about kazoos is if you can hum, you can play. It's also National Blueberry Day. That's National Blueberry Pancake Day. Yum. That brings the sweetness of blueberries to your pancake, flapjack, or hot cake. The early pancakes consisted of mostly of flour and milk and were more like a biscuit. Later, eggs, milk, and a leveling agent such as baking powder and fat were added, creating the fluffy, lighter pancake we know today. Adding blueberries to the pancake batter when mixing up the ingredients may result in a bluish hue. To avoid this, add them right after dropping the dollops of batter onto the hot griddle. It is day 1051 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse. Will be on at 7 p.m. this very evening. If you boil a funny bone, you get a laughing stock, which is humorous. Or would a rim shot be better? Yeah, either and or. Those were both bad. Either way, laughing stock, humorous. Oh, goodness gracious. That is terrible, fantastically bad. Good afternoon, everybody. I am a Leprechaun. I shall be your host for, almost the next hour-ish. It's Saturday here on American Nuck Radio. And instead of politics or the Bible like we get during the week. On Saturday, I like to break up the monotony and bring you some music, because everybody can stand a little bit of music in their life. It doesn't hurt nary a body, and it's good for you. Besides that, it'll generally make you smile, or at least bring something to the table, make you move your feet and get out of your seat and tap your toes, because, hey, that's good for you, right? Exercise is good, so says all the powers that be. So let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday. What do I have for you in this first set? I've got Steve Martin and Murray Head. They're going to make it a happy, happy, joy, joy Saturday. To the tunes we've gone.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, 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 joy.
Talking to to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine. Controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
Now, if they were walking next to him, did he go to the travel cookie to get there? Because, I mean, they were in Bangkok, after all. So they had to have gone to the travelcookie.com, because that's where you would go to get all of your, well, travel needs taken care of. And, you know, whether you're going to Bangkok or, you know, to Egypt, you know, and visit the king. It doesn't matter. All you got to do is go to the travelcookie.com and they'll square you away. Yes, they shall. Alrighty, my friends and family, it's Saturday. We're here on Americanook. That first set was kind of cute. I mean, you know, I like Steve Martin. Now, I was listening to that and I got the headphones on. I bet you they made that when he was doing Saturday Night Live, because that sure sounded like the Saturday Night Live band playing in the background, because they had a lot of horns and whatnot back in the days, because that was back like in the 70s, if I remember right. I remember watching Saturday Night Live when it was funny back then. They had Dan Aykroyd and Belushi and Martin and, oh, man, they had Gilda Radner. They had all kinds of great people. That's when it was really funny, when funny was funny. All right, some more tunages because, hey, that's what you guys are here for. I've got for you in this next set, ZZ Top and George Thorogood. To the tunes, my friends, to the tunes, we're going to play some more. Go.
ZZ Top left Chicago, and it's back for New Orleans. Well, now, ZZ Top left Chicago. New Orleans.
tell you a story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady, I said, you let me slide, I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So she said, let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today. You were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired, I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have the rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I can see in his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She got a funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you for that too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job, I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar, I rent my coat, I call a bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want? I want bourbon. Since I don't know when, I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I'm sitting now at the bar, I'm getting drunk, I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon, I'm drinking scotch, I'm drinking beer. Look at the bar, they call the bartender. I said, look, mad, come down here. So what you want? A one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff.
time. I'm plenty high. You know when your mouth is getting dry, you're plenty high. Look down the bar, I see to my bartender. I said, look mad, come down here. You got down there, so what you want this time? I said, look mad, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. A last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Lord, I ain't seen my baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Ooh, with all that alcohol, a scotch, a bourbon, and a beer. Oh, man, he must have had a hangover the next day. I'll bet you he was wishing for some AmericanPrideRoasters.com coffee. That's right. If he went to AmericanPrideRoasters.com, AmericanPrideRoasters.com, that's where he would find coffee to cure his hangover. And see, there's the Frederick Douglass and the Thomas Paine and, let's see, Ron's A Sexual Chocolate and Brad's Brown Bag. Hey, I got that one. For once, I finally said it correctly. Let's see, there's also Watson's White Chocolate Caramel. So get on over there. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com and find you the best coffee in America. Because it's American Pride Roasters, of course. All right, we're doing songs here on American Neck on this set for day. And the first couple of sets I thought were pretty good. I thought so. How about some good old-fashioned classic people on this next set? I've got Old American. I have Don Henley and Fleetwood Mac in the queue. So let's let them get to their thing and play some music, boys. Play, play, play. Thank you. Well, now they said, tell him that you love me. Can you think of a better way to tell him that you love him? By giving him something from MyPillow.com. Because if you go over there to MyPillow.com and go across about, three of them boxes at the top, and then over on the right-hand side where it says Radio Specials, you click there. Yep. And once you get in there, you use the promo code when you go to checkout of Mojo50, and that'll save you like 66% of your dough on a lot of that stuff. They've got pillows on sale. They've got sheets. They've got mattress toppers and blankets, and you name it, they got it. So get on over there and see what you can find at MyPillow.com. And check out, use a promo code MOJO50 after going over there where it says Radio Specials. Yep. Got to click on that button there to get you into the right spot to save a whole bunch of money. Bunches and bunches and bunches. I mean, like wheelbarrow loads. Well, I guess it depends on how big your wheelbarrow is. Hey, coming up at 5 o'clock today, that's 5 o'clock Eastern, right here on Mojo50, is Damn It with Beaver. And this week, it's something to do. Now, I mean, I read the little ad, and that's all I know about it. And I guess a kid asked a question, and that kid's question propagated a whole lot of why. And the only thing we can do is tune in at 5:55, that's 5 p.m. Eastern, to find out why that little kid had to say why and what was done about it. Interesting. All right. And speaking of wise and interesting, how about we get to the next set? Hopefully. Let's see how we're doing. There's two sets left. Wow. 15 minutes and we're 37. Well, it's going to be close. I hope we fit everything in. I'd hate that time out of run or have more time than I have songs. Oh, no, that would be scary, wouldn't it? All right, so this next set, BTO, that's a Bachman Turner Overdrive. If some of y'all remember them, Bachman Turner Overdrive, and the song is going to remind you why they were asking why. And who's after that? Aerosmith. So let's get to the next set of tunes here on a Saturday afternoon. To the tunes, my friends and family, to the tunes we've gone.
Time! Wake up, kid. It's 8:30. The youth ain't nothing really changing but the date. Are you a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth. You gotta learn how to relate. I've been swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers. Lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key. Ho, yo.
See, now here's the thing. My headphones don't have a monitor so I can have, you know, the lyrics scrolling on them. Didn't it say pizza was great? Is that what they were saying? Pizza is great? I thought that's what it sounded like they were saying. You know, if that is what, in fact, they wanted to say, they could do that. All they got to do is go to mojolaserpros.com. Mm-hmm. That's mojolaserpros.com. And what that is their portal into Romika Design. Yeah, because Mr. Ron over there at Romika, they have that laser that can engrave and etch almost anything, I do believe. I don't know about your pet, but maybe if it was a turtle, they could do it on the shell, but I don't know. I know they've got the hats. They have patches for your hats. They have the dog tags for your puppy. You know, the bone that says, "Hi, I'm Spot. Please bring me home if you find me out roaming around." Let's see. They've got the phone stand. And, you know, it's almost Valentine's Day, and they have them spiffy, nifty roses that you can get, you know, like a dozen of engraved, written on roses to give your significant other this upcoming Valentine's Day, which would be a great idea. So you got to get over there before it gets too close, or you won't be able to get them. And they have them spiffy, nifty lamps. Those things are so cool. And they got Doc when he had the bunny suit on from when he was at Walmart. And it has changing colors. There's all kinds of cool stuff. Send them a picture that you want to get made. And you can get it done over there at Romika Designs. And the best way to get to Romika Designs, of course, is to go to mojolaserpros.com. And that's how you can get over there. And I was just handed a note from the interns, and it's from our resident vampire, Miss TikTok Groupie, who wants to remind everyone before we are out of days in January that it is Blood Donation Month. So get out there, get skewered, get poked, and, you know, make everybody feel happy that you shared the gift of life. All right, we're coming up to the end of the shoe. Who was it? Ed Sullivan. It's a really big shoe. I mean, he even had the Beatles on there. I think Robin Williams is on there, too, from, you know, Mork and Mindy's Frame. Robin Williams, good guy. All right, whom do I have in this next set? A pair of C's. Yep, I've got Cream and Cheap Trick. So a creamed chick, Cheap Trick, that sounds like it should be a 900 phone call. I don't know. I'm a little bit, I don't know. To the tunes before we out of time run.
Down to the crossroads. so believe I'm sinking down.
Thank Eric Clapton, please, the vocal.
It happened again. We ran out of time. I can't believe it. I hope everybody has a super fantastic week. Remember, stay healthy, stay happy. Above all, stay true to yourselves. And we'll do it all over again next week, y'all. Peace out and see you then.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.